Val, I don't know what to say. I'm really sorry about that. You're living in an alternate universe, there's no doubt. You should have had a clue, though. You really should have, that there was no Springer when, at the altar, he turned and said to you, "I do, pretty mama." That's Johnny Bravo. Okay, there is no Springer. There is no Huggy Bear. It's Johnny Bravo, and sometimes he talks to you as Springer or Huggy Bear. He's not really Huggy Bear. He's actually Undercover Brother. No Huggy Bear. He's schizophrenic within schizophrenia. I don't know how to help you. Okay, wait until all the nicotine's out of my system. I'm able to think straight again. I have my sinuses under control again. I'm not coughing up this brown crap. Yeah, they said it was going to be breaking up and coughing out. Well, gee, many crickets. I didn't know it was going to be the size of boulders. But when I get all this crap out of my system, I will help you root around in there. I'll get my coal mining hat with the light, and we'll get in that head of his, and we'll try to exorcise, cut out, nay, weed out all those other personalities and make it to where Springer is the only one in there. Now, it's not going to be the original. Johnny Bravo is you should have known when the preacher says you may turn and kiss the bride, and he kissed you, and there were ink stains left on your left on your lips. He's a cartoon character. Come on. When he rode his Harley into a cliff and then boinged back into shape afterwards, that was a clue. Val Hall, you're an engineer. You're extremely bright. You should have seen the signs. Now, in case anybody's, you know, even entertaining the ideas that Johnny Bravo is throwing out at you here, that I'm a reptilian, keep in mind, I don't even go into the alien UFO conspiracy forums. I don't go there. I don't even know what he's talking about, really. I have been me, and you know who I am. And you know who they are. And you know who they are. Now, sometimes I'll go off into a little bit of a Dr. Strangelove thing. You know, that's just me. Just understand that Johnny Bravo, Huggy Bear, Undercover Brother, Springer dude over there is a perfect example of why you should not, better not, drink city water with fluoridation and chlorine in it. Look at him. Study him. Examine him. Pity him. Pray for him. But don't be like Johnny Bravo. Stay away from that city water. Do not drink fluoridation. It is an evil communist conspiracy to sap and impurify your precious bodily fluids. Look at him. Pity him. But don't be like Johnny Bravo. Val Hall, we'll all be praying for you.